Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds detailed discussions with Jordan's King Abdullah II in Amman. Expresses confidence his visit to Jordan will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation. Ukraine agrees to drop NATO membership ambition in exchange for Western security guarantees, rejects US push to cede territory to Russia. Czech President Petr Pavel appoints new cabinet led by Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. Sindhi leader Shafi Burfat calls for global action against Pakistan for its continued role in fostering extremist ideology and terrorism. And in cricket, India opener Shefali Verma named ICC Women's Player of the Month for November. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held detailed discussions with the Jordan's King, Abdullah II, at the Presidential Palace in Amman a short while ago. Sharing his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi thanked the Jordan's King for his warm hospitality.
Your Majesty, मेरे और मेरे डेलीगेशन के गर्मजोशी भरे स्वागत के लिए मैं 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की तरफ से आपका हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ। आपने भारत और जॉर्डन के संबंधों को नए पायदान पर ले जाने के लिए बहुत ही सकारात्मक विचार रखे। मैं आपकी मित्रता और भारत के प्रति आपकी गहरी प्रतिबद्धता के लिए हृदय से आपका धन्यवाद करता हूँ।
Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his two-day visit to Jordan will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation. Mr. Modi reached Jordan's capital Amman this afternoon on the first leg of his three-nation visit, which includes Ethiopia and Oman. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi was received by his Jordan counterpart, Dr. Jafar Hassan, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post platform, Prime Minister Modi said he's thankful to Mr. Jafar Hassan for the warm welcome. He also said India and Jordan will keep working closely to further global good. In a series of posts, the Prime Minister said he's deeply touched by the warm welcome extended by the Indian community in Amman. Our West Asia correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was received at the airport by Jordan's Prime Minister Jafar Hassan, along with the Minister of Industry, the Mayor of Amman, the Governor of Amman, and the Director of Public Security. A guard of honor was accorded to the Indian Prime Minister on his arrival. This visit marks the first full-fledged bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Jordan in 37 years and comes at a significant time, as India and Jordan commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations. He was also accorded a warm welcome upon his arrival at the hotel in the Jordanian capital. The Indian diaspora in Jordan extended a warm and enthusiastic welcome to the Prime Minister. India's rich cultural diversity was showcased in Amman through special cultural performances with members of the Indian community presenting classical Indian dance form in his honor. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Amman.
After concluding his Jordan visit, Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman. The Prime Minister will reach Addis Ababa, the capital city of Ethiopia, tomorrow, where he will hold detailed discussions with the Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a telephonic conversation with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong. In a social media post, the minister said that during the conversation, he conveyed his deepest condolences about the Bondi Beach terrorist attack and offered fullest support. India's ambassador-designate to Japan, Nagma Mohammad Malik, today held a meeting with the Speaker of Japan's House of Representatives, Fukushiro Nukaga, in Tokyo. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Japan said Malik and Speaker Nukaga discussed various aspects of the India-Japan relationship. On Friday, Malik met Special Advisor to Japanese PM Uno Yoshimasa and discussed opportunities for bilateral collaboration. Earlier, she also held discussions with Yamaguchi Governor Sugimasa Murako and Yamaguchi Prefectural Assembly Speaker Shungaku Yanai on strengthening bilateral ties with a focus on Yamaguchi Prefecture. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agreed to drop his country's bid to join NATO in exchange for Western security guarantees but rejected the US push for ceding territory to Russia as he held talks with the US envoys on ending the war. Responding to journalists before the talks, President Zelensky said, since the US and some European nations had rejected Ukraine's push to join NATO, Kyiv expects the West to offer a set of guarantees similar to those offered to the alliance members. Czech President Petr Pavel today appointed a new cabinet led by Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, completing the government formation after October's parliamentary elections. The appointment marks Babiš's return to the national administration power as leader of the ANO party, who previously served as prime minister from 2017 to 2021. In his speech during the ceremony, Mr. Pavel said that the process of forming the government had proceeded normally and in accordance with constitutional requirements. Babiš was sworn in as prime minister on 9th of December. This is Akashvani giving you the news. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Shafi Burfat, chairman of the Jai Sindh Mutahida Mahaz, has urged the global community to take concrete steps to hold Pakistan accountable under international law for its continued role in fostering extremist ideology and terrorism.
The Sindhi leader made the appeal in the aftermath of a terrorist attack carried out by a Pakistani origin father-son duo during a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach in Australia, which claimed 15 innocent lives. According to the Australian investigation authorities, 50-year-old Sajid Akram and 24-year-old Naved Akram opened fire at the Chanukah by the Sea event, which was organized to celebrate the first day of the Jewish festival yesterday at Sydney's Bondi Beach. The attack resulted in the deaths of 16 people, including the gunman Sajid. Meanwhile, Australian leaders at the National Cabinet meeting today agreed to take decisive action to strengthen gun laws following a fatal mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach yesterday. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in a statement that he and the leaders of the Australia's states and territories agreed to take strong, decisive and focused action on gun law reforms at the emergency meeting convened in response to the shooting. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Students of Dhaka University held symbolic protests to mark Martyred Intellectuals Day, condemning collaborators of Pakistani forces during the 1971 Liberation War. A signature board titled Silent Hatred was placed in the cafeteria of the university, allowing participants to leave messages denouncing those responsible for the killing of Bangladesh's intellectuals. Photographs of convicted war criminals and other figures linked to the 1971 atrocities were also displayed at the site. The United States has issued a security and travel alert for Bangladesh, warning of possible violence as the country heads towards its national parliamentary election and a simultaneous referendum scheduled for 12th of February next year. In Morocco, at least 37 people have been killed in flash floods triggered by torrential rains in Atlantic coastal province of Safi, located about 330 kilometers south of the capital Rabat. The weather service has forecast more heavy downpour tomorrow across the North African country. In sports and cricket, India opener Shefali Verma has been named ICC Women's Player of the Month for November following her decisive performance in the ODI World Cup final against South Africa. Shefali edged out competition from Thipacha Puthawong of Thailand and Isha Oza of the UAE to secure her first ever Player of the Month award. Shefali will next be seen in action when India faces Sri Lanka in the five-match T20 series starting 21st of December in Visakhapatnam. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds detailed discussions with Jordan's King Abdullah II in Amman, expresses confidence his visit to Jordan will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation. Ukraine agrees to drop NATO membership ambition in exchange for Western security guarantees, rejects US push to cede territory to Russia. Czech President Petr Pavel appoints new cabinet led by Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. Sindhi leader Shafi Burfat calls for global action against Pakistan for its continued role in fostering extremist ideology and terrorism. And in cricket, Indian opener Shefali Verma named ICC Women's Player of the Month for November. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.